all that was left of the great stronghold of the first men were three towers. Three, where there had once been 20, if the tale-tellers could be believed. The gatehouse tower looked sound enough, and even boasted a few feet of standing wall to either side of it. The drunkard's tower, off in the bug where the south and west walls had once met, leaned like a man about to spew a bellyful of wine into the gutter. And the tall, slender children's tower, where legend said the children of the forest had once called upon their nameless gods to send the hammer of the waters, had lost half its crown. It looked as if some great beast had taken a bite out of the crenellations along the tower top and spit the rubble out across the bug. All three towers were green with moss. A tree was growing out between the stones on the north side of the gatehouse tower, its gnarled limbs festooned with ropey white blankets of ghost skin. "Gods have mercy!" Sir Brynden exclaimed when he saw what lay before them. "This is Moat Cailin? It's no more than a..."
"Death trap," Catelyn finished. "I know how it looks, Uncle. I thought the same the first time I saw it. But Ned assured me that this ruin is more formidable than it seems."